Shoes.
Recorded live.
Good morning, everybody. Saturday, February 24th, 2007. It's just morning here, might be afternoon wherever you are, but regardless, we're here today talking about THPV-TV, our 8th episode of THPV-TV Weekly. My name is Douglas Bell. I'm Webmaster87 in the chat room, and on THPV.com, known as Fountain of Apple. We're here today just to talk about THPV. We've got a couple people in the chat room right now. One you can also call in, barring my phone and wipe software working properly for me. We're going to talk, if you have questions or just want to discuss THPV, you can call up. The number is 724-444-7444. Talkcast ID number, when they ask you for it, is 12-418. Or if you want, you can just stay in the chat room and I'll just read out of the chat room. That'll be just fine. If you're listening through the stream on TalkShoe, love to have you come into the chat room. This show is usually, as of recent, has been recorded on Friday afternoons. I'm trying out the Saturday morning time to see if that works better for people, because doing a Saturday morning allows users who are in Europe in the areas to be able to come on, because we're not recording it at an hour or two after midnight for them, because there's a lot of PHPBB users in Europe. There's a lot of PHPBB team members in that area of the world as well. So we're going to, and Kent is in the chat room. He said it's 5 p.m. in the UK, and I'm over here in California where it's 9 o'clock a.m. So it's amazing the diversity of the world we live in, but that's the great thing about the internet. We're all here together. We're going to talk about PHPBB, have some fun, hopefully, and we're going to get started. I do need to mention, of course, just the disclaimer that this show is not affiliated with nor approved by the PHPBB teams. This is completely separate, just me doing my own thing. So, as the support team would say, this is official support, but hey, it's good. Any support is good support, and so I've had plenty of PHPBB experience, so if you have questions, I'll try to help you out or point you in the right direction of where to go to get help. For the show today, I was going to start talking about PHPBB 3 Olympus, which is the next major version of PHPBB, which has been under development now for over 4 years, and I can tell you the teams are as exhausted from all the work as anybody else. They actually were originally planning to have this version come out back in 2004, which was going to be 2.2. Then they slipped a bit. They were making lots of changes, and as it has resulted, the new version is completely different from the current release of PHPBB2. The code is completely different. The requirements are completely different. The organization is completely different. Styles are completely differently organized. Mods are going to be completely different. That really does bring PHPBB2, which is going to be celebrating 5 years since it was originally released, in about a month. It was released on April 4th, 2002. So there's a lot of old code in there, a lot of PHP 3 era code in there, and of course PHP 3 is virtually unheard of in the web today. So version 3, at the code level, is going to have a lot newer code. It's going to get rid of a lot of the deprecated stuff. It's going to require PHP 4.3.3 or later, It's going to be fully compliant with PHP 5, unlike PHP BB2, which is not officially supported. And it even has been developed and has some code in there to make it work on PHP 6 dev. Not that you're supposed to be using PHP 6 dev, but if you are, then it's going to work for you. Also takes advantage of a lot of other features. And at the user level, because most users of PHP BB3 are not going to care about the code, it has lots of new features, lots of previously standalone modifications are going to be built in, but because they're part of the core package, they're also very integrated with each other and very easy to manage. And it's a lot more powerful. The administration panel in PHP BB3 has a heck of a lot more stuff in it than PHP BB2's. I mean, we've had this is the 8th episode of PHP BB Weekly, and just talking over the last couple of episodes, we've almost already gone through more than half of the administration panel and how that works and stuff. I'm still trying to find my way around the administration panel PHP BB3. That's how much stuff is in there. And that's just the administration. The users have a lot more control. There's a whole user control panel now. It's not just a one-page profile. There's a huge control panel. And moderation has a whole control panel. And there's warnings and there's things like this. There is a heck of a lot of stuff in there. And it's still going to be completely free. It's still going to be released under the GPL, which is the open source license which PHP BB is released under. And open source. And yes, it's going to definitely bring PHP BB back into the later part of the decade. It's going to make it, once again, great competition against vBulletin and Envision PowerBoard and all these things. And so it's going to be really cool. And there's also supposedly a really cool brand new style which our development team is working on, and it's really, really secret, super secret. And it's so secret that I was a former team member, and even I couldn't get to see it. Like, literally, about 6% of the team even knows what it's going to look like. And so they're keeping it really under wraps, and they're going to keep it hush-hush until Olympus goes final, and it's released, and it's going to be like, boom, wow, this is so cool. And actually, it's been quite a while now, and the user interface of SubSilver that we see in PHP BB2 is something that we're very used to now, and you can see it a lot in other forms, but it actually, for its day, was a very revolutionary style for the bulletin boards. It was not really available. In vBulletin, you had this threads type thing. UBB had mostly threads type forums. Envision PowerBoard didn't even exist when PHP BB2 was released, and SubSilver came out, and it was like, whoa, this is the way that you want to have forums set up. PHP BB3, just to answer a couple of quick questions, will include SubSilver. It has a new version of it, which you can actually see in the betas and on Area 51. And it's also going to come with this brand new style as a default style. So it's actually going to come with two themes built in. And how they're going to make that work with mods and stuff, they have not worked that out yet. But let's get the software out first, you know, try to get that out. And they are definitely working hard. But they have been doing a lot of work. The development team has been very busy. And I'm currently negotiating, trying to book one of the team members of the development team. I'm going to try and get him on a future episode of PHP BB Weekly so that he can talk more in depth about what's coming up in PHP BB3 and what the development team has been working on and some of the challenges. And he might probably be here next week, maybe the week after. I'm still working it out with him, but I will certainly have information on our talk show page about that. So, PHP BB3 is currently in its 5th beta. They've been releasing betas now for about the last 8 months, and about a year ago, almost, is when they opened up the bug tracker to feedback. So it's still not officially supported. There is some limited number of support, but they do not want you to be using version 3 in a live environment, which means like production level board, which everything was going to use, meaning if you're installing the beta now and you're planning to upgrade it to RC1 and keep upgrading and using it, no. Not going to happen. You should not be using this for production level environments until the first release candidate. There has been some discussion about whether or not updates should be made available between betas, and Beta 5 actually has an update here from Beta 4. Development team might not be offering an updater from Beta 5 to release Candidate 1 whenever that comes out, so you should not be using the beta as a production-level board. However, you should use the beta to help get familiar with the interface. If you're a mod author, mods are not being accepted yet, but you can start getting ready to write mods for PHP-DB3. Get familiar with the interface, get familiar with the code, and really help report bugs, too. When you install PHP-DB3, and if you use it in a testing scenario, then you are helping to make the final version be completely bug-free by finding all the bugs that you're experiencing, submit them to the bug tracker, which is phpbb.com/bugs, and I'm putting it in the chat room. And that's going to help the developers find all the bugs in the code, fix them, and that's going to help improve phpbb3. So what I'm going to cover today is the process of installing phpbb3 and converting your board from your phpbb2 board. However, I have actually kind of a sad story in that I was trying this morning just to be able to get familiar with how the process is to convert a phpbb2.0.22 installation over to phpbb3, and for whatever reason, it was not working for me according to how the installation instructions are written. So I do not know why it was not cooperating. However, I will instead have to tell you about, in theory, how it's supposed to work. Again, you probably don't want to worry about converting until Release Candidate 1 comes out, and by then the converter should still be working. And again, it's only out there to fix bugs. They are not recommending you convert any real boards. But we're going to cover installation and converting today on PHP BB Weekly. And of course, if you want to call in after that to talk more about it, ask questions, or even just general PHP BB, you can feel free to call the show, and that'd be great. Or if you're in the chat room, we can look at your questions from there, and we're going to do that today. So, installing phpbb3, if version 3, Olympus, has a brand spanking new installer. It's nothing like version 2. As you know, if you install phpbb2, you're going to get one page with all the things for you to fill out. You enter in the information. You're supposed to have already set everything up right. You hit start install. It installs. You're done. PHPBB3 offers a lot more stuff in its installer program, including a brand new interface. So what you do is you upload PHPBB3 to your server, keeping the directory structure intact. This is nothing new. There's a lot more files now, so it's going to take a little longer to upload, but it's nothing new there. Excuse me. And so what you're going to do is you have a couple more things to do when you're doing your change permissions, or CHMOD, as it's called. In version 2 of phpbb, you just change one file. You'd change mod config.php to 666, and you're good to go. Now, that's not all you're going to do now. You're still going to change that to 666, but now you're going to have to change the cache folder, the files folder, and the store folder to 777. All three of those folders change them to 777, and you're not going to change those back, because they're always going to be 777. And optionally, you can also change images/avatars/upload to 777, but that's actually optional, and you don't have to worry about it. Then you're going to go to hit your board. You're going to hit your board, and it's going to take you right into the installation panel. And you're going to right there get to see the brand new admin interface for PHPBB. The installation interface looks just like the brand new admin interface. It's got the tabs on top. It's really cool. And you're going to see the two tabs, maybe three, but definitely two tabs, overview and install. And the first thing you're going to see is the introduction, which is going to introduce you to PHPBB. Currently, it says this release is not final and made available for testing purposes only, and they may add more information later on. You can quickly from there see the license that PHPBB3 is released under, which is the GNU GPL license. At the moment, my web browser has just frozen. And there's also going to be a panel there which includes information on getting support for PHPBB. And as of right now, again, there's not a whole lot there. They're going to expand it by the time it is released. But enough of the reading. What we're here to do is to install PHPBB. So you're going to click the Install tab. And it's going to welcome you to the installation. It's going to introduce you and tell you what you need. You're going to hit Next. Now, this is brand new for PHPBB 3, and it's really cool. And the first thing it's going to do is it's going to say, okay, here's what you need to install PHPBB. Let's see what you have, what you can do. So it's going to check all the settings. And so I'm going to take this opportunity to go through the requirements. So first of all, PHP version, are you using 4.3.3 or higher? That is a requirement. Most servers nowadays, if they have PHPBB, they're going to have at least version 4.3.3. And it's probably a good idea to install the latest version of PHP 4 for various security reasons, which is currently 4.4 point something. I'm actually going to look that up right now. Yeah. Or any version of PHP 5 will work, as I mentioned. Latest version of PHP 4 or 5. It's going to check to see if there's a certain PHP setting called Register Globals. I'm not going to go into this too much, but Register Globals is a setting in PHP which is actually going to be removed in version 6. Because it causes a certain security vulnerability, possibly, which could allow a hacker to emulate variables and then be able to execute code if they're well-known. So it's highly recommended that that be disabled. And because of the various security issues, in most installations, it already is disabled. If it is enabled, PHPBB includes some code which is going to try to get rid of all those registered globals things, so that they're going to try their best to get rid of any security issues manually using the code in PHPBB, and so you're not going to have any problems if that is enabled. But it's going to tell you, hey, this is enabled, this is disabled, it probably should be disabled, let your server admin know. And in PHP 6, there's going to be no registered globals. UTF-8 support. Your PHP installation should be compiled with UTF-8 because that is heavily used now in PHPBB3. And so if that is a no-no, then you need to go tell your server admin, hey, I need this. Next section looks for supported databases. And so PHPBB3 now supports a lot more databases. There's still MySQL and Microsoft SQL Server and PostgreSQL, and now supported is Oracle Database, SQLite, or SQLite, or I don't know how it's pronounced, but whatever, and Firebird is supported, and MySQLi, which is an extension for MySQL for later versions, and if PHP has that support, then it makes communicating with MySQL a bit nicer. So it's going to tell you which one of these are unavailable, which one of these is available. And so if you need to make sure you have at least one of them available, and if multiple are available, you get to pick which one on the next step. There are some optional modules you can have or not have. If you have them, it makes your board a little bit cooler in various features. That's Zlib, remote FTP, GD graphics, XML support, and Image Magic. But if you don't have any of those, you can still use PHPBB. Then it's also going to check to make sure, did you do all those change mods? If you did not do any of those change lines. Oh my gosh. I forgot to turn that off. My apologies, I forgot to turn off my phone. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Okay, as I was saying, so if you have not made all your change mods for cache files in store, then it's going to complain. If you have not done it for config.php or images avatars upload, then it will let you know, but you can still go through. And so those are pretty much all the tests that's going to make sure that you can run PHP DD3. And so if you have failed any of those, you can hit retest after you've changed them, and when they're good to go, you hit start install. So that's going to take you to the next page where you're going to now enter your database configuration. If you had multiple database types available on the last check, then you get to pick which one you want to use. And it's also, and additionally, this is kind of cool, when you get to see the drop-down menu for database types, PHPBB is automatically going to list them in a recommended order. So, like, for example, if you have MySQL 3 and MySQL 4 and MySQLi available, and you're like, okay, which one am I supposed to use? It's going to put MySQLi at the top, saying this is what we recommend because it's going to be the fastest, it's going to be the coolest, and you can support it. But of course, you can pick what you want. Then you can enter your information and hit proceed to the next step. And brand new for PHP BV3, it is going to do a test connection for your database to make sure everything works, everything is in tip-top shape before you can continue. The next step it's going to give you are your administrator details. So this is where you set up your administration account. This is not new. It's going to do a test. It's going to write your configuration file, or it's going to give you the download for it if you need to. This is exactly the same. It lets you, now the installation will let you set up some advanced settings. These are a few of the settings that come out of your general configuration. And so you can set these up now if you want to, make sure they're correct. You can go back and change them later. Hit continue, it'll create the database tables, get to the final step, you will delete the install directory and change back your config.php file, and then congratulations, you are now completely installed, and you will be taken right to your brand new administration panel. So that's how you install PHP BB3. Okay, and so it's really nice. Updating PHP BB3 is going to be fairly similar, although with an additional twist. And so when you update from like 3.0.0 to 3.0.1, you can still download the full package or change files only or the patch file. But something new is that they're going to be offering an automatic update package. And so haven't done this yet, so it's going to be interesting to see how it's going to work. But apparently there's going to be a way that you can go to the downloads page, you can download the automatic update package, you'll be able to upload an install folder to PHP BB3, and you'll be able to point your browser to it, and it'll automatically be able to update your installation of PHP BB3. And this might be fairly similar to as if you were running a code changes mod in EasyMod for PHP BB2. And apparently this is going to be somewhat built into Olympus. So that has not been previewed yet, so we do not quite know yet how that's going to work. At least I don't. So we're going to see how that works. Conversion from PHP BB2 to PHP BB3. Again, I tried to do this morning, and it didn't work quite right. So this is how it's supposed to work in theory. Excuse me. So you have a PHP BB2 installation, and you're going to install a new PHP BB3, and so you're going to do that just the way we described. And then what's supposed to happen is you can go back now to your install panel, and there's going to be a new tab called Convert. And the way that works is you're supposed to be able to click Convert, enter information about your database tables, And actually, when you install PHPBB3, you install it in the same database as PHPBB2. And so then it's supposed to be able to go back, find all your PHPBB2 tables, and it's going to convert their data over to PHPBB3. It will not touch your version 2 installation, so you can go back and change it if anything goes wrong, because it's a long process. And again, I can't cover a lot more of that because I tried to make it work this morning, and it didn't work, and that's beta for you. So, however, I'll probably go back and cover this when RC1 is released, and maybe I'll be able to get it work at that time. Okay. You're listening to PHP BD Weekly, episode number 8. We'll have a couple people in the chat room who have been commenting, actually, while we've been discussing. So if you want to ask any questions or have any discussion about PHPBB, and you're in the you can call in, or if you're in the chat room, you can ask any questions. And if you're listening through the live stream, love to have you. I'm going to move on to the mod pick of the week. Every week I pick a mod from the PHPBB mod database, which you may not have noticed, because there's a lot of mods in there now. So today, the pick I'm going to make for today is called Moved Topic Message, and it is by Witcher, I don't know how to pronounce their username. The link is going into the chat room. And so what it does is that, when you know how moderators and administrators often will move topics from one forum to another in order to keep them well-organized and topical on the forum. And so what this will do is whenever a topic is moved from one forum to another, it's going to send an email or a private message to the topic starter, whoever started the topic, when an administrator or a moderator moves the topic to another forum. And so I believe that the way this works is that it's going to be configurable by the user. So if a topic that I start gets moved, then either send me an email or send me a private message or both, and it's going to contain the topic title, say where the forum it was coming from, where it's going now. And so it actually can be quite useful if you want to be next to your users and let them know, hey, your topic has been moved over to this forum, so if you're going to this other forum, don't expect to see it there. And so that's what this mod does. It's fairly easy to install. The installation time has been rated at about 10 minutes. It's actually updated quite recently, so it's fairly recent. It works with 2.0.22. And so that's going to be the mod pick of the day for PHPBB Weekly, Move Topic Message. Excuse me. The style pick of the day is a style called, and my web browser, here we go, sub-RRE template. And what this is the author describes it as a very fast loading template, so, which is good because they say that they still use dial-up internet. I don't know who still uses dial-up internet nowadays because it's just so outdated, but apparently this user does. So this is a got a very black background template. Here's a link to the demo, which they list in the chat room. A very black background template, uses lots of gradients, kind of a cool glow effect with the bright whites and the bright blues versus the black background. And so it's kind of pretty cool. And I'm still trying to figure out the best way you would describe templates, but that's going to actually be the template pick. It comes from phpbbhacks.com. It's written by Matt Gladman. And so you can check it out at phpbbhacks, and that's the style pick of the day. There are a lot of people right now in the chat room. If you guys want to talk about PHPBB, or if you have any questions to discuss, we got some time left on the program. Of course, if you'd like to call in, love to have you call in to the show. Because that's pretty much all I prepared today. So, the next episode is probably going to be Saturday morning again. Next week, I might be at 9 at the same time as this week. I might push it an hour later because we seem to have more people showing up. I'm currently negotiating with one of the team members of the development team, as I mentioned, to see if he'd like to join us for an episode to talk about PHP BB3 on Olympus and answer questions about development. Excuse me. And so if you have questions about PHP BB3 Olympus, that's going to be definitely a great show to come up to. And I will certainly announce it on the shoptalkshoe.com page when that comes up. I'm going to see if I can maybe get him next week or maybe the week after. We will negotiate that. Okay. And so I think that's going to wrap this episode up. Thanks again for joining me for another great episode of PHP BB Weekly. And so I want to thank you guys for joining us. Thanks everyone for coming to the chat room.